And we thank you for joining us for the Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report, as we're joined now by Broken Bow Girls Head Wrestling Coach Marissa Campbell. It seems like just a week ago I was visiting with you about the start of the season, and now here we are to recap districts. Unbelievable.
I'm with you. I can't even believe that we're already sitting here for this.
Yeah. Well, let's go to this past weekend. Exciting weekend for Broken Bow Girls Wrestling. You competed at the B1 District Tournament in Plainview. Mm-hmm. Of course, what's at stake? If you finish in the top four of your weight class, you qualify for the state tournament, which will be held next week in Omaha. You take four to state. Yes. Congratulations. What a great weekend for your group.
Thank you. Yes, it was a really great weekend. You know, we only took six wrestlers up there, mm-hmm. so 66%, I'd say that's pretty good.
That's not bad. I want to, before we get to the four who qualified, I wanted to go to those who were a part of your team but didn't. Mm-hmm. And I want to start with Alexis Flaster. Alexis was not able to compete at district. She wasn't feeling well, mm-hmm. But she's kind of been one of the trailblazers for your program. She was there with you last year when the program started, a senior this year, has had a solid season. I mean, I would think would have been in the mix for sure over the weekend. So that was disappointing, I know, but I'm sure you're very thankful for what she's given to the program.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, over the past 2 years, she's been able to contribute some leadership, as she has been one of our older girls, mm-hmm. and we have a very young team. And she's contributed to team points and everything else, you know, so we've been thankful that she's been there with us through it all. And I was a little disappointed that she wasn't able to wrestle, you know, because I do think that she probably would have been in the mix there, you know.
Yeah.
She would have had a decent shot to punch her own ticket, but I completely understand that this flu has just wiped kids out.
Yeah.
So
two others that did compete for you, Dacey Henderson won a match there at the district tournament. Carly Griffiths also competed for you. She was at 125. Mm-hmm. Two girls that have been there for you all season long and really worked hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, two girls that have put in the time and the effort and showed up continuously to make improvements. And, you know, I hope to see them back out next year to continue just grinding away, plugging away.
Yeah. One of the great things about districts is just the atmosphere. And I thought the atmosphere at Plainview was crazy. It was an intimate kind of smaller gym, and you couldn't even hear yourself think sometimes with the excitement and the energy that was in the building. It really created for quite the atmosphere.
It really did. And, you know, coaching in those moments is exciting and frustrating because, you know, you can't hear yourself think, let alone those kids on the mat can hardly hear you. You know, we're screaming and standing up and using our arms. You know, I know at one point I was waving my finger in a circle. I'm like, circle, circle. So it definitely creates a different environment for everybody there.
Yeah. Next person I want to go to is Layla Jones. Mm-hmm. Layla's a freshman. She had to fight her way through the consolation bracket.
Mm-hmm.
She got into the consolation semifinals, and it's kind of been, when you get to that round, there's different names for it. I love the heartbreak round,
mm-hmm.
because that's a match that if you win, you know you're going to state. If you don't, you fell a match short, and that's kind of why it's been termed the heartbreak round. She was in that round, and it's coming to the final parts of the match, the last 10 seconds or so. You can see that Layla probably has it wrapped up. You can see that she's probably going to advance. And watching you guys as coaches, but her teammates on the side of the mat as that moment is occurring, I got to tell you, we were there live. That was probably my favorite part of the day, because that just kind of sums up what it's all about, those types of moments. And I'm sure it was exciting for you as a coach.
Oh, it was thrilling. It was thrilling. Before we even went up to districts, somebody had asked me, how many are you taking? And that's always a risky question to answer ahead of time because you don't want to jinx yourself. But I said, I am taking four. And I knew I would take four. And she was my wild card who played her hand right and worked hard and was able to punch that ticket there. But her teammates were just through the roof excited for her. We actually went back, Trina and I, and found that moment on the huddle.
Mm-hmm.
We had heard through the grapevine that on the radio you guys had said that our corner had just exploded with energy. So we went back and found the huddle stream for that and watched it. And you're right. It was an explosion.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to her. She finished fourth at 120 pounds, qualifies for state. And then you have three girls that experienced state a year ago that are going back. Zoe Jones, runner-up at 115, Stacy Medina Lopez, runner-up at 170, and then Ida Bumgarner, a district champion at 190. These three have experienced the state tournament. They had tremendous success a year ago, and to see them get back there, I know has to be real gratifying.
It is. It's a testament to the hard work that they've put in and truly how bad they want it, because sometimes it just comes down to that.
Mm-hmm. And with each of them, you know, there's always thing that the season can be, we talk about how fast it goes, but sometimes the season can be long in some ways too. There's always something that you got to battle through. And I know all three of these girls have done that probably through the course of the season. So when you get through everything and then you have this result happen, it's got to be gratifying for them as individuals, I would think, as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It just, like I said, it's a testament, you know, to our team. It's a testament to them. It shows that all of their sacrifice, all of their hard work, all of their grit is paying off. And, you know, just to be able to go is so thrilling for them because now they have the chance to put their name out there. They have the chance to win a state title. I mean, half the battle is getting there.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about this week because you guys have a full week now before you go to state. So from a coach's perspective, especially having kind of gone through it now last year, you kind of have that experience to build on. What's the focus for the girls this week?
We are really honing in and focusing on our mistakes. I don't plan on teaching new skills. I don't plan on practicing new drills. I plan on, you know, watching a lot of film, going back. What are mistakes that we made? What are options that we chose that maybe weren't the smartest options? How can we fix that? How can we come away with something better than what we did?
Well, congratulations on all of the success up to this point. Best of luck going to state. Can't wait to follow the team there at the state tournament, and it'll be an exciting time.
Yes, I think that it'll be thrilling.
Yeah.
I mean, it always is. Taking these girls out of town is always an experience.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
So, but they have a ton of fun when we go down to the state tournament, and they always wrestle their best because at that point, what do you have to lose, right?
That's right. Absolutely. Well, again, we wish you the best of luck at Omaha, and we'll visit with you following the tournament in our final report of the year.
I can't believe that. That's
crazy. I can't either. Yes. Well, thanks for coming out during the course of the season. Best of luck in Omaha.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Coach Marissa Campbell joining us for the Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report.